Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
A missing person is a person who has vanished and is unconfirmed as alive or dead, as their location and fate are unknown.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Down the Rabbit Holes podcast. I'm Melissa.
And I'm Amy.
Okay, so.
I know, you've been talking about this.
Yeah, well, y'all have been on Meet About the New Disappeared. And it's back for a reboot. Yes. So, today, I watched episode 1. Amy, I have never been this angry in my life.
I find that hard to believe, like. That might sound fake, but I really do.
Okay, so I want to tell you, and I'm going to apologize right now. If this is the first episode you're ever going to tune into of us, I promise you this is not typical rhetoric that we use. But I do not care if the person that is missing didn't light up a room. Okay. No, and you're laughing, but, like, every true crime meme is, like, if you light up a room, you're gonna die, right? Like, let's just joke about it.
Melissa, you've been saying that since before that was a meme.
Yes. Right. Her mom, in this disappeared episode, is trying so hard to, like, defend, in my opinion, stupid things she should never have to defend. At one point, she says, and I'm gonna read you this quote. She's not an angel, but she's our angel. You want to know what we're talking about? She drank and partied in high school and didn't do great in school. She graduated with honors. She didn't have a great job. She worked at a pizza shop when she was in her 20s. She had an on-again, off-again boyfriend of 10 years. Nothing that is actually a negative. It's just that she's not living in a white picket fence with 2.5 kids and a dog.
And feeding, you know, rehab animals somewhere.
Right.
And, you know, I'll say for a fact right now, I certainly hope that I haven't done anything awful that has hurt anybody, but you can bet anything that if anything were to happen to me, people would say she's pretty average. When she walked in a room, the temperature stayed the same. And that's about it. Like, she was nice.
She was nice, but she was quirky in her own way.
Something like that.
Yeah.
There would never be Amy changed the world, or she was going to be something. Something like that. And I'm not, like, putting myself down.
Guys, please tell them that I have 4 friends and I hate everyone. Like, it just makes me so mad, like, listening to her mom be like, she's not an angel, but she's our angel. Listen, just because she didn't follow the traditional path, which who even knows is the right path, it doesn't make her life worth any less.
I mean, absolutely. And I only bring up these examples of you and I because if you went missing, and I know you feel this way about me, that none of that stuff matters. You know, none of that should shape an investigation.
It doesn't. Yeah, like, great, my sister and I are super close and I put family in, that's important to me. Okay, that doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
I'm missing. You know, like, okay, so let's just get into the case. I'm going to get off my high horse, but I've been so angry about this. So you kind of know a little bit. Today I'm going to talk about Kirsten Brueggemann. I know that she was born in 94 or 95. I don't know the exact date. Her parents were Lisa and Rex. They live in Indianapolis, Indiana. And like I said, she didn't do great in school, but she did graduate with honors. She drank and partied, according to her mom, a little too much, which I feel like any parent would say it's too much.
Sure.
She had an on-again, off-again boyfriend of 10 years when she went missing in 2021. So from when she was, mm-hmm. you know, in high school. So we're just going to go to the end of 2020, okay? Oh, by the way, in early 2020, Kirsten moved back in with her parents and didn't either have a car or a license. I'm not clear which one. And her mom was like, yeah, she had moved back in here. It was COVID. So I have no idea, like, where she was living in March of 2020 that caused her to move back home. But a lot of people moved back home during COVID.
A lot of people had life-changing things, losing jobs, people, all of those things. We don't know what's going on.
Exactly. So here's what we do know. Okay, by the end of 2020, Kirsten is 26. She's living at home. And she's working at a pizza shop near where she lives. She either doesn't have a car or a license. I'm not sure which one it is. But mom and dad are happy to mm-hmm. help her out with rides to and from work. I think mom and dad are retired. Okay, so New Year's Day, January 1st, 2021. Mom texts Kirsten at work and says, hey, do you need a ride home tonight? And Kirsten replies, no, I'm going to go out with some friends.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Again, totally a normal thing. Mom goes to bed. Kirsten goes back to work. After work, Kirsten wraps up her day. She meets up with her on-again, off-again boyfriend, Eddie, and a few of his friends or her friends. It sounds like a mutual friend group. And after 10 yeah. years, it's going to be. They end up at this little bar called the Irish Mutt. All's well. They hang out, have some drinks. At 12:15 a.m. on January 2nd, so we're 15 minutes into January 2nd, which is my favorite time of day for anything to happen. Apparently, the friend group gets into some kind of argument or disagreement.
Okay.
In the parking lot. And they basically say, Kirsten's like, forget it, I'm done. And they leave her in the parking lot, and they all go
Ugh.
To go bowling. Yeah. I'm actually going to read you a quote from one of the women that were there, Robin. This is the exact quote. It eats at my conscience every day, because we were right there before whatever happened. If only we wouldn't have left her there.
Yeah, I know. You don't know what you're doing in a moment of passion. Sometimes.
Right. Okay, so it's weird. Mom actually wakes up around 12:30 a.m. and realizes that she has no calls or texts from Kirsten and she isn't home. Now, it sounds like that's abnormal. And the only thing I can think about is, even if there aren't rules at the house, like being respectful in when you aren't coming home or you're coming home super late
mm-hmm.
and texting. You know what I mean? So it sounds like she would have expected a text if Kirsten wasn't coming home.
It sounds like that would be the reason why it was brought up.
Right. And I'm going to read you a quote from her mom. I call her phone. Her phone is off. Call it mother's tuition, but I felt like something really bad had happened. I woke up at 12:30 a.m., the exact time her phone went off. Mm-hmm. Okay, so mom's up all night. She says she calls her basically all night every like 10 minutes. Phone's off. Nothing's happening. In the morning, she calls Eddie, the on-again, off-again, to be like, have you heard from Kirsten? And he basically is like, what? She went home last night. And mom's like, no, she didn't. So now mom's even more freaking out, but she's trying to be like, okay, she's an adult. At 3 p.m., mom calls her work, Kirsten's work. And finds out she didn't show up for her shift, nor did she call anyone. So now mom's like, okay, nope, something's wrong. Done. I don't really have a timeline as to when police started investigating, but I can tell you there are no complaints and it seems to happen really fast.
Okay. Oh.
I know. Pleasantly surprised. So I sent you some maps, which we will share on our social media. So the first one is, you can see at the top left is Manly's Irish mutt. See that? Okay. So see North Shortridge Road? It's like on the other side of the Kroger?
Yes.
If you... Okay. So everything I'm going to talk about has to do with what happens on North Shortridge Road. So you see, if you scroll to the bottom of that picture, see Circle City Tint?
Yes.
Okay, see that East Washington Street? That's where they think she was headed. Okay? So the next picture is zoomed in more. You'll see Winter Woodworking Equipment. Do you see that in the top left?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So from there down to Abby Meadows' apartment on the right.
Okay.
Somewhere in between those two is where she vanished. Okay?
How are we sure? Because we know where she was going at Abby Meadows.
So I texted you a video. It's actually a clip of the Disappeared episode. And I'm going to have I'm going to share it to our social media. I want you to watch the video. I don't think it's very... It's like a minute and a half long. And what you're going to hear is the narration of the law enforcement officer that has the video.
Unfortunate glitch, if I ever heard one.
Okay, so go back to the map for 1 second. So what you're seeing, if you go to the second photo, what you're seeing is... She's walking. I'm going to read you verbatim what the police say.
Okay.
Police catalog where the camera saw her throughout the night. She was seen walking south from the Irish Mutt on Shadeland Avenue at 12:20. Mm-hmm. Then she's seen passing Winter Woodworking Company on North Shortridge Road.
Yep.
Then she's continuing on Shortridge Road toward East Washington.
Yeah.
But the last surveillance camera... The one you just watched.
Yeah.
She's between the YMCA. It's coming from the YMCA and the apartment complex. So that East Vermont Street, do you see that?
Yeah.
She's walking somewhere along that line on North Shortridge.
Mm-hmm.
You can see in the background the apartment complex of Abby Meadows.
Hmm. This is the only cameras we have in 2020. 21.
Yes. So, that police, in my opinion, did a great job, right? Like, they have all the surveillance. It's like, okay, we have her here, and then she just vanishes. We know that, like, there isn't a glitch in the Matrix to come get her. On 1/13, so 12 days after her disappearance, or 11 days, they canvassed the apartment complex and knocked on every door. Unfortunately, the apartment complex is one that is known for its murders and troubles and robberies and drugs. So no one there would help the police.
Okay.
Then on 1/16/21, they do a grid search in all the woods surrounding that apartment complex and the YMCA. Nothing. No results. They send the video to the FBI. FBI uncovers a video of a dark-colored car leaving the apartment complex at 2:30 a.m. So they do what they do, and they end up finding the car. It's actually tied to a murder investigation.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
I told you. So they actually get the car, and they are able to... test it, and there's conclusive evidence that Kirsten was never in the vehicle, is how they'll leave it.
Well, that's encouraging.
But that's it. We're here 2 years later.
So, I'm kind of inclined to think this is random.
I mean, do you want the theories?
Yes, I'm like, Melissa, are you going to, like, give me something else?
A lot of people, okay, well, if you go down the rabbit hole of the missing footage, that turns into a conspiracy theory real fast.
sure, of course, like someone in the area knew someone that owned the business and took care of it.
Exactly. But likely, I don't think that that could happen.
No, and 30 minutes is excessive to cover up just swooping someone up, right?
Oh, for sure. And I mean, okay, let me back up. There's the, she left her life because she had, and I'll just call it out. The Reddit even has it. She had a DWI. She's had been charged with drug offenses. Nothing like trafficking heroin.
No.
But like.
She did not leave her life. She did not leave her life. She didn't get involved or was in an argument. She didn't stage the argument at the bar, right? Like, people were having an argument and they left her. Would she say, oh, this is that opportune time I've been looking for to leave my life? No.
And here's why I don't think the argument is a big deal. No one has said what it's about. And that leads me to believe it's probably something stupid.
Probably. I could think of a number of different stupid bar fights I've heard.
She left her life. There's random foul play. She was a target and they deleted the video. And then there's the boyfriend. The on again, off again.
No foul play. Random.
Just a random person driving by being like, hey, you're a girl by yourself. I'm going to get you and kill you.
Yes. Yes. That's absolutely what I think.
Okay, so tell me what happens.
She's walking. She's very clearly alone. There's not other people walking. There's not witnesses. She's walking down what appears to me is probably like during the day, like a very busy, well-frequented street because it's so long. And it's kind of in the middle of this, of all of these businesses. And she's seen alone, possibly inebriated. And you can't tell her if she's 21, 26, or 27. And for that reason alone, like, she looks as if she's vulnerable. So maybe you mess with her, maybe she offends you, or maybe you have an outright want to abduct her.
And you don't think the group of friends has anything to do with it?
No. Do we know the fight happened? They're making it up?
I don't know. I can't imagine they're all, I mean, who knows? I was going to say, I can't imagine they're all going to get on board with the story, but who knows?
Here's what I don't like, though. Just to give some credit to this theory, is they knowingly left her. They didn't forget her in the midst of their spewing hate, right? They intentionally left her.
She's seen leaving the bar with her friends at 12:15. So I have to assume that police have the footage of her leaving. And if the argument had risen to anything that was alarming, police would have to do something with that, right?
Okay, the only thing I don't like is if that's all true, and when mom called the next day, he said, no, she went home. Which, either way you put it, like, even if you thought she was leaving with friends at a different time or whatever, why didn't you say, oh, I left her because she wanted to stay with her friends. She was safe when I left her. And obviously you're not going to tell your girlfriend's mom that you left her in a parking lot because he knows how crappy that is.
Agreed.
But you chose to say that, oh, she went home.
Well, I think that's what he assumed happened.
And it 100% could be just not thinking about what you're saying. Just like making assumptions and calling it truth. Right? I think we've all probably done that before. And I'm not saying anything that I still think it's random foul play. I don't think the friends or the boyfriend had anything to do with it. But I am saying, like, it's worth it to say, like, what did you mean by that?
Okay, that's fair. And to me, I interpreted it as him just when her mom being like, hey, you know where she is? Being like, no, she went home last night. I don't know.
Yeah, I could see that too.
Now, I do want to say that a lot of people have made a to-do about the fact that, like, she probably did have some sort of a drug habit, whether it be anything from marijuana to... there's nothing about, like, hard drugs or anything, but who knows? And the apartment complex not being a place where a lot of upstanding citizens were living.
Mm-hmm.
Like, could she have tried to been like, hey, you want to drink more or want to do drugs? And then something happened. To me, that's still random foul play.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
It's not kidnapping someone off the street. Or maybe it is. Maybe it's someone that came by and was like, hey, and she's clearly intoxicated. And her phone is likely dead because she's on footage till 2 a.m., but her phone was off at 12:30. Which, to me, says she performed probably dead.
Think about this scenario, too. And I'm not making this up or anything. Like, stuff like this has happened to me and my friends, you know, when we were younger. You're walking down the street and someone kind of, like, slows down and said, hey, you know, like, hey, what's up? What are you doing? We're, like, gross, right? Like, please don't talk to me kind of stuff. But they're essentially, like... I don't even know what they're shooting for, I guess, trying to hit on you, pick you up. Someone is like, what are you doing? Why are you walking all by yourself? She could have walked up and said, hey, like, do you guys smoke or something? Can you hook me up? Whatever. And they could have been like, sure, hop in. We're heading down the street or whatever to my buddy's house. For all we know, it could have even been an acquaintance, too. That's still random foul play, but I can also see how she... could be willing to get into a vehicle, too, if she's inebriated and...
No, to me, I actually agree with you there, because snatching someone in a well-populated area like that is ballsy.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, she's little. She's 5'3", 120 pounds, whatever. But getting out of your car to snatch someone and put them in your vehicle is harder than one thinks.
Really? Because I think it's easier than one thinks.
And maybe you're right, but I'm just thinking, like, it's ballsy to not think about any of the cameras. Like, if that camera hadn't have glitched...
We still might have nothing, because in those 30 minutes, she could have made it off frame.
That's true. That's true.
I think it just sucks that we can't write that off, you know?
Right. And I want to know, like, there's no other surveillance.
I'm shocked. I swear, if I ever were in a position to, like, this sounds so ridiculous, like, own a city or a town, like I'm some, I don't know, crazy person, I would put cameras everywhere.
I agree with you. I mean, it's how they caught Brian Koberger. Yeah, I mean, I hear you.
Mm-hmm.
But it frustrates me that there's this whole disappeared episode, and it's an hour long, right, just like normal episodes are. But in the hour, probably 15 minutes are actual information.
I also want to know, is anyone a resident on these streets? Like, this isn't just all businesses, right?
One of those apartment complexes.
Did anybody say, I have to imagine they did this. But did anyone canvass and go to everyone and say, hey, do you have a Ring doorbell? Can you check your footage?
I have to assume they did. And I have to assume the apartment complex was not much help.
Not the apartment complex, but I'm wondering, this is a long street.
Yeah, but it's mostly businesses.
Applebee's, Circle City Tint, you don't have anything? Nothing?
But the last camera we have her on is passing Woodworking Supply and heading down that way. So I think they're trying to get her on the next camera, and the next section is Abbey Meadows Apartments.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to throw out one more theory. Could it be law enforcement?
I'm having a moral dilemma.
Again, it feels really ballsy to delete the footage.
Well, then I shudder about the possibility that that's true, because it makes me feel like we're never going to know.
Well, right. We wouldn't know. But again, being able to delete footage is a lot. I don't know.
Well, I don't like you much today.
The fact that she may or may not have had a drug problem or a drinking problem or just enjoyed partying too much has zero to do with the fact that she's missing and deserves to be found.
Can I just repeat this for the future. It's so easy to do this, especially when you like trust your friends and all of that, like to make sure they've got it. Like, don't ever leave your friends until they are like walking in the door of their home.
Yeah. And I think her friends know that, you know, that they said
they do. And I'm not shaming them, because to be quite honest with you, I'm sure that I haven't waited for a friend to get in the door. I'm sure that when a friend said, oh, I'm going to catch an Uber home, or I'm going to stay and these friends are going to take me home, I've been that person. I'm not shaming people. I could have been in these positions. Any of us could have. I sincerely believe that. But it's irresponsible also to not try and take the information that you've gained from experience and hearing these stories and say to people like our listeners, like, please make sure your friends get home safe.
So much agree. You want to open it up?
You know, for a change, I just want to open it up and say, please solve it. Like, just.
Yeah.
Solve one for me. Let me have some closure. One episode, one day, have some closure.
Agreed. All right, guys. We'll be back next week with a whole new case.
All right. Thanks.
Bye. Bye.
For more information about this case and other cases we've covered, visit our website at www.downtherabbitholespodcast.com.
Follow us and interact with us on social media. On Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, we are Down the Rabbit Holes Podcast. You can also reach out to us via email at theories@downtherabbitholespodcast.com.
Down the Rabbit Holes Podcast is a 2002 production written, hosted, and developed by Amy Lamar and Melissa Benitez. Music by Kevin Wyman.
By Caitlin Reynolds.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. It happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.